And the first ladies of several African nations are in Los Angeles today to build partnerships with business and civic leaders on issues of health and poverty. It's part of the second Health Summit and Business Roundtable being held at a Century City hotel. As Denise Guerra reports, the first ladies of Africa are asking the United States to pay attention to their continent.
In the languages of Portuguese and French, the first ladies of countries like Nigeria, Mali, and Angola describe the issues facing women, children, and health throughout the continent of Africa. Hadja Jene Kabakonde, the first lady of the nation of Guinea in West Africa, told the audience of more than 100 attendees about some of the issues women faced in her country.
The childhood mortality is approximately 163 children per 1,000 live births, and one child out of six will die before its fifth birthday. There are other problems with that. Feminine genital mutilation, HIV, AIDS, which is becoming more and more a feminine question.
One of the goals of the summit is to partner with public and private businesses to discuss aid in Africa. One possible connection in the audience included Dr. Damien Alexander, a managing partner at a health consulting firm.
Well, what I'm hoping to hear will be actionable projects that will get initiated on the continent in various nations. That would be an opportunity for me to get involved.
Democratic Congresswomen Maxine Waters and Karen Bass were among those invited to speak. Bass says Congress and President Obama are in agreement that U.S. aid to Africa is an important global agenda.
In Congress, Democrats and Republicans are always fighting each other. But one issue that we actually come together on, Democrats and Republicans, is Africa.
Bass is a member of the Subcommittee on Africa in Congress and is focused on the African Growth and Opportunity Act. This is legislation passed by Congress to improve economic relations between the U.S. and Africa. The summit is being held in partnership with the U.S. Doctors of Africa and the United Nations. It will continue tomorrow. Denise Guerra, Annenberg Radio News.